Network. Shlomo Kramer, also one of the founders of Checkpoint, another big cyber company. Shlomo, it's great to have you here. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
How is AI cyber warfare shaping geopolitics right now?
So AI is going to revolutionize cyber warfare, is revolutionizing cyber warfare from critical infrastructure to the fabric of society and politics, and undermining it, giving unfair advantage to authoritarian governments against democratic countries, First Amendment type of...
That's already happening?
That's already happening. You're seeing the polarization in countries that allow for the First Amendment and protect it, which is great. And I know it's difficult to hear, but it's time to limit the First Amendment in order to protect it. And quickly, before it's too late.
What do you mean?
I mean that we need to control the platforms, all the social platforms. We need to stack rank the authenticity of every person that expresses themselves online and take control over what they are saying based on that ranking.
The government should
do that. And we need to educate people against lies, and government need to develop cyber defense programs that are as sophisticated as the cyber attack. Today it's a 1 to 100 ratio. And really government are not doing this today at any rate, and enterprises are left fending from themselves.
But the technology is moving much faster than the political system typically can to respond
to it.
Right,
so you need to use technology in order to stabilize the political system, and you need to put adjustments that are perhaps not
I mean, we're at a point, though.
Necessary.
Right. I can go on Instagram or TikTok, and frankly, it already is becoming unclear what is fake and what is real.
Exactly.
And once you eliminate that ability to discern truth from fiction, then what are you left with?
You are left with polarization of society and inner fighting, and you have to control that. And you see that already happening across the world. So this is an urgent need by the government to do that. And until then, enterprises are buying by themselves more and more cybersecurity solutions, but they can't afford all these solutions by themselves. So they are looking for ways to deliver more efficient consumption.
And I assume you have some of those ways, obviously.
Right. So, and that drives really the next generation of companies such as Wiz, CrowdStrike, Cato networks on the network that are platforms and are able to deliver this extended need for security in an affordable way for enterprises.
For enterprises,
right.
Not for governments.
Not for government, but governments need to start building their programs, and the same tools can be used also by governments.
But the two leaders in AI, one is China, which obviously already is using AI to
Absolutely.
Control the population.
Yeah.
And here we're all out in a race with China. And so we're not as interested in regulation right now, certainly not at the state level, for example.
And that's a big mistake, because if China has a single narrative that protects its inner stability and the U.S. allows for multiple narratives, it puts them in an unfair advantage that long term is going to cost the stability of the nation. So changes must be made.